Dispatches from Dakar.
Mama Africa.
Audio reports from the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, Senegal, produced for broadcast on campus and community radio stations globally. In this segment of Dispatches from Dakar, we will hear from Desmond Sah from the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance, who speaks on the grassroots organizing currently taking place in South Africa to protest the UN Summit on Climate Change to take place in South Africa in November-December 2011. In this interview, we hear a climate justice perspective from South Africa, pointing to recent extreme weather events in the country and the reality that the majority in South Africa have not been consulted or involved in the decision to host a major UN summit on climate in their country.
Desmond Sah, spokesperson for the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance, environmental justice organization in Durban, South Africa.
So we are in Dakar, Senegal, for the World Social Forum. There's been a whole series of meetings mobilizing strategy sessions around the upcoming UN climate conference in South Africa. I'm wondering if you could just highlight some of the main points, concerns that people have been speaking about and why this has emerged as one of the points for mobilizing within many assemblies around the World Social Forum.
Well, people are calling for a just and transition, equitable society. And what they see is that the regimes of the world have failed. Thousands and millions of people all over the world. And so the struggles going on in Canada is no different to the struggle going on in Nigeria or the struggle in South Durban, where the petrochemical and chemical industries have taken control over our governments and are destroying and are being destructive against the environment and against people. And millions of people are dying because of the greed and profit that they make out of these destructive methods. And so people are calling for a new regime, a new system change, completely system change. They don't want any alterations. They are saying that enough is enough. You know, we've seen 50 years of this destructive element. It's time now for people to start raising their voices in every corner of the world. I think what the WCF offers a platform for people of all kinds, from all over the world, who think the same, who suffer the impacts of ordinary people, to come together here at WCF in Dakar and to raise those concerns and to look at solutions of how we can deal with it. Because the solutions lie with ordinary people, in the sense that the people are saying, you know, we need to take a stand to get rid of these corporates that collude with our government, with our governments of the world, and destroy the environment that we live in. So therein lies that the challenge as we go towards COP17 in Durban is that millions of people will be congregating in Durban. I'm glad to say that thousands of the delegates that are here today have committed themselves to come to Durban to put a stop to this madness that's destroying the human environment at the expense of a few elite. So Durban will be exciting as much as Dakar was exciting, but Durban will be exciting in the sense that this will be the final onslaught. This will be the final push that ordinary people, civil society, will be dealing with this whole issue of systematic change. I think we are gearing up to say enough is enough in Durban. And really, we've seen already throughout in Africa that change is coming about. And that's energizing people in South Africa. It's energizing people throughout the African continent. That change belongs to us, and we should take the change now. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'll do in Durban, is to take back the change that we want.
For you, when we talk about climate justice, your analysis is not only about environment. It's about climate in relation to social constructs, in relation to, you know, the broader modes of society. Can you maybe expand on your analysis around climate in the lead up to this UN conference in South Africa?
Well, my thinking is that and this is coming from years of experience on the ground, working with affected communities on the fence line of multinational corporations, that environment and climate change and climate justice, it's much more than just the climate changing and floods and all that. It's about people. It's about human beings, firstly, because they are the ones that suffer the most from climate change. They're the ones that suffer the most from these major polluters who are placed deliberately alongside people to destroy the people's health and well-being, and we make huge profits. So I think environmental and climate justice is about first putting people first. And when you put people first, the rest falls in. And I've seen that this hasn't been the case. When we analyze what's going on with the climate, with climate justice, with what's going on with the whole thinking in the world, it's clear to us that people have been forgotten. People have been betrayed by the major corporates and by the governments of the world. And therefore, we need to take back that power. And the way we can do it is take back and put human beings, put the people first. And we need to, we can do that. We must do that. We've got no other choice. We have to do that for the sake of our children and the future.
So can you talk about the mobilization in South Africa against the upcoming UN Climate Summit and some of the key issues that activists on the ground and people on the ground in South Africa are talking about?
Look, this has been going on for the past 3-4 years with the whole issue of Copenhagen, where it's been a failure, where a few elites have captured the whole Copenhagen Accord, and that has betrayed us, the rest of the continent. And when we went to Mexico, to Cancun, the very same thing has happened there. So we've been talking about it in South Africa, among civil society, in every communities, mobilizing people to understand that, and especially those people. Presently, as I talk to you in South Africa in the last couple of months, we had huge floods, we've had tornadoes, people have lost their homes, people have lost their lives. And yet a few people are the real culprits of this whole climate change that's taking place. So people have been mobilized, they're ready. In the past, since 2010, end of 2010, we have got 180 civil society groups who are meeting on a regular basis to discuss mobilization. Thousands of people have already started to talk about climate change and COP17 in Durban in South Africa. Already programs with the youth have been conducted. Schools are on board. So we are talking to people, urging them to get involved, getting them to understand what climate change and impact climate change is having on their personal lives, and saying to them, don't stand by. Don't stand by while these atrocities are occurring. You can do something about it, and we must do something about it. So there is an ongoing mobilization. We hope that leading to September, we will have huge rallies. We'll have many public speakouts. We'll have public tribunals. We'll have workshops with every affected community, bringing in the rural and the urban communities from all over South Africa, the farmers and the fisher folks who suffer the impact of climate change, who are currently feeling it, who are unemployed, who are not able to provide food on the table. So the interest is there. They are really feeling the impacts already. And I'm absolutely sure that we can mobilize people. We are mobilizing people. And the COP17 will be exciting, will be very exciting for the rest of the world to come and see, come and be part of the change that we are calling for.
One last question. Right now in South Africa, there's a tension between the current ANC government and social movements, a tension that stretches back the past decade to the UN conference on racism, when social movements mobilized to protest at the conference. So can you talk about how the upcoming UN Climate Summit speaks to this tension in South Africa between the current governments of the ANC and social movements?
Well, you know, the past 15 years, one has seen that the gap between the rich and the poor has increased. And, you know, we've got the fastest growing multi-billionaires in South Africa, predominantly the black bourgeoisie. And that has increased rapidly. And at the same time, millions of people are trapped in impoverished situations, no access to water, no access to housing, barely going to bed with a plate of food on the table. Kids are going to school without any food. And we have an ANC government that has betrayed the Freedom Charter that said the people shall govern. And yet, we now have seen that a few elite want to govern and oppress the masses of people in the country. And people are beginning to rise up against that oppression in the past 15 years, seeing that the ANC has not lived up to its promise of creating a better life for everybody and an equal society.
You have been listening to an interview with Desmond Dessa from the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance, speaking on the grassroots organizing currently taking place in South Africa to protest the UN Summit on Climate Change in November-December 2011. In this interview, we heard a climate justice perspective from South Africa, pointing to recent extreme weather events in the country and the fact that communities in South Africa have not been consulted or involved in the decision to host a major UN summit on climate in their country. For more information, visit www.sdcea.org. www.sdcea.co.za. That's www.sdcea.co.za. Music in this report is by Makan J of Senegal. This interview has been produced in Dakar, Senegal, for broadcast on campus and community radio stations globally by Stefan Christoph.